This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio at sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at sportstalknet. The Steve Callis Show on sportstalknetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Friday, June 22nd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio at sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Go right down to South Beach where the king was crowned last night officially. LeBron James, with a triple-double, leads the Miami Heat to an easy 121-106 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Miami wins the championship 4-1. Turned out to be relatively easy at the end. We'll get into Mike Miller in a minute, who had a game for the ages as kind of the part of the supporting cast for Miami. But it really is about LeBron James, whether you like him or not, whether you thought the way he left Cleveland was disgusting, which it was, whether the decision was a big mistake in terms of the way it was presented. But in the world of the NBA nowadays, where superstars can get together and go down to one team, and that's exactly what happened in Miami, this is how it's going to be. I think you're going to have more so than ever before the haves and the have-nots. I mean, Oklahoma City, clearly a member of the haves. If they can keep these guys together, Durant, Westbrook, Harden, who was terrible virtually the whole series, Ibaka, 22 years old, if they can keep them together, I mean, these are the two powers in their respective conferences for the foreseeable future. You know, Boston's kind of old, San Antonio's kind of old, the Bulls, even if Derrick Rose is healthy, they're a question mark in the East. The Lakers, can they get back to it? I don't think so. I mean, it looks like a clear path for these two teams to be at least the best in their respective conferences. Now, the big three are signed up for the Heat for a few years. I think they might have options. They can opt out after next year, but it's hard to believe that they're going to. Oklahoma City, everybody's young. Durant has a long-term, high-paying contract. I think Westbrook and Harden and Ibaka all have, you know, they don't make a lot of money, so they have to see if Oklahoma City can keep them all. But if they do, they're building something there as well. And I think it's what we talked about at the beginning of the series, at least my opinion and the theory of others, is you have to climb that ladder. And the Heat being together only 1 year last year with no real training camp, as we had talked about, started 9-8, made it to the NBA Finals, got beat by Dallas. Again, I think Dallas threw away their chance to have the best team in basketball, if not the Western Conference, when they let Tyson Chandler leave and he wound up with the Knicks, when they let J.J. Barea leave and he wound up with Minnesota, even when they didn't keep Deshaun Stevenson, who did a credible job on LeBron James in the finals last year. So they lost their key, certainly defensive stopper in Chandler, who of course was the NBA Defensive Player of the Year for the Knicks this year. They lost a wild matchup problem for other teams with little J.J. Barea. And they lost a guy in Stevenson who frankly was a mouthy guy, but who could play with LeBron. Not stop him, but play with him. And to me, that eliminates Dallas. Dallas now, as we talked about all season, is what they were before they won the championship. They lost their defensive intensity. They lost their main defensive stopper. And they lost the guy who was the disaster matchup last year in the finals. So I don't see Dallas being a power. I don't see San Antonio being a power. You know, can the Clippers? I kind of like the Clippers this year. They're starting to climb the ladder. So Oklahoma City is the clear favorite, I think, in the West for next year. Miami, the clear favorite in the East. And if those three decide to stick together and Pat Riley tweaks it a little around the outer edges, they're going to be around for years to come. But yesterday, LeBron James, 44 minutes, 26 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal, deservedly the MVP of the finals. You know, we talked a lot about LeBron not being the MVP of the regular season. I certainly didn't think he was. But Dwayne Wade in these finals kind of took a back seat, maybe on purpose. According to LeBron, Wade said, it's your team, we're following you. Which is, if true, a pretty amazing thing for a guy like Dwayne Wade, the 2006 MVP in the finals when he won his first championship with Shaq. Pretty amazing thing for Wade to say. But Wade yesterday, 7 for 12, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Chris Bosh, who won that Game 7 against the Celtics. People forget now. I don't think, you know, they say, oh, everybody counted Miami out when they got down 2-1 to Indiana. I think that's an overstatement. But certainly people thought they could lose to the Celtics after the Celtics came out smoking in that series. Bosh won Game 7. LeBron won Game 6. They moved on. Bosh yesterday, 9 for 14 from the field, 24 points, 7 rebounds. I mean, those are amazing stats for the big three. But the guy who made it a laugher, the guy who they will probably say we've been waiting for him to do this for 2 years, the guy who looks to me like he's hurt all the time, was Mike Miller. Mike Miller was just unbelievable yesterday. In 23 minutes, he scored 23 points. A very good three-point shooter who just hasn't been able to do it for Miami last year and this year. Yesterday, 7 for 8 from 3. Think about that. 7 for 8 from 3 points. He made it a laugher. He hit a bunch of big threes early when he first came in the game. But he turned the game into a laugher. 7 for 8 from 3. 2 for 2 from the foul line. 23 points, 5 rebounds. I mean, Mike Miller was the wild card. And we talked about how one of these guys had to step up, and they often did. You know, Cole hit a couple of big threes during the series. James Jones hit a couple of big threes during the series. Battier was unbelievable yesterday again. 3 for 7 from 3, 11 points, 4 rebounds. But yesterday, the Wild Charmers as well, 25 points in the last game. Not yesterday, the game before. Yesterday it was Mike Miller. Miami is virtually unbeatable when their big three play like their big three. And one of these guys, any one of these guys, Battier, Charmers, Miller, any one of them becomes a three-point scoring threat, which Battier did with back-to-back 17-point games, which Chalmers did with 25 points in Game 4, which Miller did yesterday with 23 points in 23 minutes. That, as much as anything, is why the Heat buried the Thunder. Now, for the Thunder, they got a lot of work to do. How great is Russell Westbrook? Well, we can debate that till the cows come home. He's still a two-guard playing the point. Yesterday, Westbrook was 4 for 20. 4 for 20, 0 for 5 from 3. Is he a greatly talented player? Absolutely. 19 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. But Westbrook is almost confused now after that incredible 43-point outburst, and they still lost, in part to a stupid mental mistake that Westbrook made down the stretch when he fouled Chalmers, I think it was, with like 3 seconds left on the shot clock. He didn't know there were 3 seconds left on the shot clock. A lot of people saying today, well, the coaching staff should have told them. Well, they probably should have told him, but this was not a place where there was a timeout. This was a place where there was a jump ball. It was 0.8. This is game 4 now. As you recall, there was 0.8 seconds left very late in the game. Miami up 3, jump ball. But by rule, the clock goes to 5 seconds. If Miami got possession, they would have 5 seconds to shoot. If Oklahoma City got possession, they would be down 3 with 24 seconds to shoot. And you recall, jump ball. Then Battier taps the ball after the initial jump, taps the ball to Chalmers. So that's 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Chalmers catches the ball back to the basket. Westbrook fouls him immediately. If Westbrook defends him, he probably has to, assuming he flings up a shot, it'd be hard for him to even hit the rim, never mind score. So Oklahoma City at least would have had a chance to tie with a few seconds left in the game. But make no mistake about Westbrook's talent. Is he a point guard? Well, again, he's a two. He played two in college. He's got the best mid-range jumper in the NBA. People always talk about the loss of the mid-range jumper. He's the guy who has it. Russell Westbrook. Watch him play. Durant yesterday, 13 for 24, 3 for 6 from 3, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 7 turnovers. LeBron had 6 turnovers. But Durant's already a superstar. He's not going away. Westbrook has to get there. And the big question mark is going to be, will Harden be able to lift his game in these massive series? Sixth man of the year, excellent player, very good scorer, had a miserable series. Yesterday he did have 19 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 for 11 from the floor. But he's going to have to do more. Derek Fisher, to me, was unbelievable. The find of the year for Oklahoma City. Made some, not because I thought he'd be the leader in the clubhouse. 5 rings, you know the bit. Yesterday, 4 for 7. He probably wants to come back next year. I would assume they want him back. 11.4 rebounds, 3 assists in 28 minutes. Fisher became a big part of that team. You know, when he could have gone to Miami or Oklahoma City, I thought he would have been better in Miami because Oklahoma City had Westbrook, Harden coming off the bench. You know, Cephalosha, is he a 2-guard? Is he a 3? Durant's a 3, but he can play the 2. I didn't think there was room for Fisher, but he was unbelievable on the court and off the court. I would think they want him back. He's the guy you want in your locker room. But it wasn't enough. Again, I believe in the climbing the ladder. Miami's climbed the ladder all the way now. They can certainly do it again next year. Now, Oklahoma City can say, we made it to the conference finals last year. We made it to the NBA finals this year. We're climbing the ladder. But if these two teams match up again next year, you're going to need Harden to play much better and some intelligent point guard play from Russell Westbrook. When to go off, when not to go off, when to pass, when not to pass, decision making. Always to know how many seconds are left on the shot clock, whether you've got the ball or whether you're defending. But he's a super talented guy. Take nothing away from Russell Westbrook. He showed he belonged with the best of the best. But again, if he wants to be a champion, he's going to have to play more like a point guard. Or the other option, frankly, is for Oklahoma City to go out and get a point guard, a true point guard, a Jeremy Lin point guard even. You know, a Steve Nash point guard, even a Chris Paul point guard. Not that they're going to get Chris Paul. But they might decide to stick with Westbrook as the point guard for the rest of his career. But if that's the case, then he's going to have to change his game a little. And again, you know, he took the, I'm not changing my game for anyone, I'm playing the way I play. But when he looks at these game films, as great as he was, he's going to see the little mistakes. That's the difference between winning and losing. That's the difference between being a champion and not being a champion. So a lot has to happen for Oklahoma City to climb the mountaintop. Nobody thought, most people didn't think this would be a 5-game series. I certainly didn't. I picked Miami in 6. I thought Oklahoma City would get one in Miami. They didn't. They certainly had their opportunities. But the Miami Heat win a championship in their second year. You know, and if you look at the history of the NBA, Kobe with Shaq, Jordan with Pippen, you know, these guys have an ability. Now, it hasn't happened in recent years. You haven't had that dominant team. Can the Heat be that dominant team? Well, they certainly have a chance. Can Oklahoma City be that dominant team? Well, right now they're next in line. You know, will the Heat and the Thunder be the Celtics and the Lakers? In terms of, you know, meeting 5 times in 7 years to fight it out, well, yeah, that's possible. That's possible. But if you had to pick a team now, because these guys are all in their prime, the Heat guys. The Thunder guys are all 22 and 23. Westbrook, Harden, Durant, even Ibaka. Think about that. They're all 22 or 23 years old. But James Bosh and Wade have been around the block now. They're going to view the next 3 or 4 or 5 years as their time. And I think that's going to be the battle lines we'll be drawing, East versus West. I don't see how the Lakers or San Antonio or Dallas gets back. I think the next big thing in the West is the Clippers. In the East, I think the Heat have a clear path now. Boston, where are they going to be? Chicago, who's going to help Derrick Rose? The Knicks, I'm a Knicks guy, but I think they're, after watching these two teams play, the Knicks are pretty far away from these two teams in terms of championship. So give the Heat their due. Heat 121, Thunder 106. Miami Heat are the NBA champions for the 2011-2012 season. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Listen up, America!
Listen up, America. I'm talking to anyone with or without a pre-existing medical condition. A health insurance hotline has now been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. 1-800-690-6110. I repeat, this is a hotline providing free quotes for affordable health plans. It's for anyone without health insurance, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress. All uninsured Americans are strongly urged to call this National Health Insurance Hotline right away to protect yourself and your family from an unexpected variety of medical costs that could cause financial hardship. Call the Health Insurance Hotline right now for a free quote at 1-800-690-6110. That's 1-800-690-6110. Call 1-800-690-6110.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MY-TV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MY-TV. 877-509-MY-TV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Just a few more things about the Thunder and the Heat. LeBron James becomes the fifth player ever to get a triple-double in a finals clinching game. Now, that's a great stat, but, you know, when you're up 3-1 and you clinch, it's not like you did it in a Game 7 or even a Game 6. But, again, take nothing away from LeBron. Of course, everybody's now jumping on the LeBron and the Heat bandwagon. LeBron has nothing to prove. He's a world champion. He's one of the greatest players ever. And I don't disagree with any of that except LeBron and the Heat, they were so good in this series, they never were in a position in the finals to be down one or down two with 10 seconds left. Who's going to take the final shot? Even Ty, you know the terrible time they had last year. And even during the regular season and the earlier in the playoffs this year, Miami still has to show. Now, they might be so good that they can win clinching games like they won clinching games yesterday. The reason that was a laugher, though, was Mike Miller hitting 7-for-8 from three. Now, Mike Miller's a very good three-point shooter. He's been hurt for most of these 2 years. He's not doing that most of the time, obviously. The question still becomes, and I don't think this is nitpicking at all, the question still becomes, who's taking the last shot from Miami? Who's making the last shot from Miami? That question has not been answered. And that's not to take away anything from Miami, but that's the question that remains, I think, in terms of whether or not forward-looking, next year these games are all 1 or 2 point games either way, very late in the game. Who's shooting for Miami? You know, LeBron hit 2 free throws when they were up 2 in one game to make them up 4, and you would have thought he had hit them when they were down 2. Big difference. A lot easier to shoot when you're ahead than to shoot when you're behind. So that's the one question that remains. Is Bosch taking the shot? Is Wade taking the shot? Is LeBron taking the shot? Is Chalmers being open for a three taking the shot? And more importantly, who's making that shot? Because the answer right now is nobody knows because nobody's done it. The stats on Miami in the final 10 seconds, tied or down one or two or three, are terrible. And again, I don't think that's a nitpick. But give Miami all the credit. They deserve it. They turned that game into a laugher. LeBron James averaged 30 points and 10 rebounds for the entire playoffs. That's stunning stuff. I mean, that's Hall of Fame stuff. And, of course, everybody knows LeBron's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer if he stops playing tomorrow. But this could be the start of a huge run. A lot of people thought Oklahoma City could beat Miami. I thought they had the talent to maybe do it, but, again, didn't like them because I'm a believer, as many are, in the climb the ladder situation. The climb the ladder situation is Miami started climbing the ladder in the NBA Finals last year. That's how good the Big Three are. And Oklahoma City is getting there. They are climbing that ladder. So we'll have to see again how that shakes out. But Miami, the NBA champions, and frankly, deservedly so. A few other miscellaneous things, then we'll get to the baseball. Joel Peralta, who was suspended for 8 games for being caught with pine tar in his glove Tuesday night against the Nationals. He was suspended, but he's appealed his suspension, so he was allowed to pitch last night. We'll get into that in a minute. He wound up being a loser against the same Nationals team. But his suspension is on appeal. He did get 8 games for having an excessive amount of pine tar. I don't know if that means you can have a little pine tar. Obviously, a lot of people think a lot of pitchers have some pine tar somewhere in their glove or in the brim of their cap or on their forehead. You know, I mean, it's, you know, pitchers try and cheat. Hitters try and cheat. I don't mean just steroids. I mean cork bats, etc. But Peralta was given an 8-game suspension, but he has appealed, so he can continue pitching until his appeal is heard and decided. I don't know how they're going to knock it down. He said it was his batting practice glove. I don't know what that means, because why would a pitcher have pine tar in his batting practice glove during batting practice? You know, is he going to say he had to grip the ball better in BP as opposed to a game? You know, that's a little ridiculous. But we'll see where that shakes out. I don't think, you know, if they reduce it, maybe they'll reduce it a game or two, but unlikely. This guy got caught red-handed because, obviously, Peralta, who used to play for the Nationals, somebody in the Nationals knew he had been doing that when he was with the Nationals, and they dropped a dime on him. So we'll see what happens there. Another miscellaneous thing, the Jerry Sandusky jury is out. They've been sequestered. They actually asked to rehear Mike McQuarrie's testimony. He's the Penn State assistant who allegedly saw Sandusky in the shower room having sex with a 10- or 12-year-old boy. But they also asked for the testimony of a doctor who said that McQuarrie told a different story at the time. The amount of counts, 48 criminal counts against Sandusky. Obviously, it would be shocking if he was not convicted on some or virtually all of these counts. I mean, clearly the guy's a sick guy. And you did have 8 victims testify, 8 of the 10 victims in the indictment testify. Sandusky did not take the stand in his defense, even though I think his attorney said in opening statements he would take the stand. Don't know what he could have said, you know, maybe looking for mercy, I don't know. But he never did take the stand, so it's irrelevant now. So the Sandusky jury is out. Arkansas and South Carolina will play in the College World Series. The winner of that game will play Arizona in the final series for the College World Series. And the NHL draft is also tonight. I know it's not the NFL draft, but the NHL draft is also tonight. We'll get to the TV times for all that stuff in a minute. Let's move to the baseball now. Not a whole lot of games yesterday, but some interesting games. The Nationals and the Rays, we were just talking about. Interesting that Joel Peralta appealed and then actually came into the game for Tampa Bay against Washington and wound up taking the loss. Peralta now 0-3 with a 4.20 ERA as Washington beats Tampa Bay, Washington 5, Tampa Bay 2. Gio Gonzalez, who I don't know how the Washington stole him from Oakland, but Gio Gonzalez now 9-3 with a 2.55 ERA. Clippard gets his 11th save. Washington 5, Tampa Bay 2. The Pirates, who are now four games above 500, beat the now lowly Minnesota Twins 9-1. James McDonald, who's a very good young pitcher for Pittsburgh, he pitched his first complete game yesterday, a six-hitter. He's now 6-3 with a 2.19 ERA. Hendricks took the loss for Minnesota. He's 0-4. Barajas, Jones, and Alvarez all hit home runs for Pittsburgh. Alvarez his 13th of the year. Boston Red Sox beat Miami 6-5. Atchison gets the win. He's 2-0. Mojica takes the loss. He's 0-3. Aceves gets his 18th save of the year. Giancarlo Stanton hits his 15th home run of the year for Miami. And the rookie Middlebrooks, who's having a heck of a year for Boston, hits his 8th of the year. Oakland beats the Dodgers in the bottom of the 9th on a 3-run home run by Yohannes Cespedes. I mean, he's having a very good year, Cespedes. It's a game-winning walk-off, A's 4, Dodgers 1 home run, his 7th of the year. Cook gets the win in relief. He's 2-1. Lindblom takes the loss. He's 2-1. Kershaw had pitched great. I mean, left in a 1-1 game, he had pitched great, but Cespedes hits his 7th home run of the year in the bottom of the 9th to walk off Oakland 4. Dodgers won. Dodgers still one of the best records in baseball, 42-28. The Rangers have the best record in baseball. They've won 9 out of their last 10. The A's have now won 8 of their last 9. They're on a little bit of a roll, almost back to 500. Finally, the Tigers beat St. Louis in 10 innings. Quinton Berry with the game-winning walk-off, drive-in the winning run, single in the bottom of the 10th. Detroit 2, St. Louis 1. Benoit gets the win in relief. He's 1-1. Marte takes the loss. He's 0-1. Prince Fielder hits his 11th home run of the year. Detroit trying to get back to 500. They're 34-35. St. Louis, after a good start, is now 35-35. So after their, you know, Beltran has easily replaced Pujols from a power perspective. But now St. Louis struggling, no La Russa, no Pujols. They're now a 500 team. Want to get to the TV for today and tonight. Again, obviously the NHL is over. The NBA is now over. Baseball will be the main focus and some other things. But tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on the MLB Network, it'll be the Atlanta Braves up in Fenway to play the Boston Red Sox. That's your only national baseball game, 7 o'clock Eastern on the MLB Network. Hockey, the NHL Draft, 7 o'clock tonight Eastern on the NBC Sports Network. If you saw the Hockey Awards the other night, Evgeny Malkin won the MVP, the Hart Trophy, beating out Lundqvist. Lundqvist actually got the Vezina for best goalie. I think that's for the regular season, frankly. Probably deserved it for the regular season. Obviously, Jonathan Quick should have gotten it if it was for the whole season, but Jonathan Quick got the Stanley Cup and the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the NHL playoffs, so I'm sure he's happier than that. With that, you know, obviously a great award for Malkin, who had been playing in the shadow of Sidney Crosby and certainly came out of it this year. And, of course, a Vezina Trophy for Lundqvist. He certainly was great all during the year. They got him a little more rest this year. The Rangers did with Marty Baron, and he responded accordingly. Soccer, if you're into soccer, one game today, the Euro 2012 quarterfinals. Germany plays Greece. That's 2:30 Eastern on ESPN. And the NCAA College World Series, Arkansas plays South Carolina out in Omaha, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight. On ESPN, the winner of that game will get Arizona, and they will play for the national championship in college baseball. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.